Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How many decisions or choices do you think that you can consciously make every day, gents?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
The average answer in a new poll was 122, or about one decision every 8 minutes.
It's got to be a ton.
Am I going to go this way? Am I going to wear these shoes? Blah-da-da-blah-da-da-blah.
I would think it's more than that, then.
Yeah.
One decision, because you're making a decision, but, you know, don't want coffee done up. Made it, you know, I'm going to go ahead and brew coffee this morning. Like, just dumb stuff like that.
Exactly. But you know what? While we're on that subject, along with that survey, people were asked to name the most difficult decisions every day that they have to make, which brings us to...
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top everyday decisions we struggle with. Like, whether to thoroughly clean the region... after splashdown, knowing you're hopping in the shower 30 seconds later. What?
What?
I mean,
I kind of do. I'll clean up a little.
Yeah.
And like, I know I'm about to get in the shower, but I just.
Like, you knocked the bark off, but.
Yeah, let me. Exactly. Let me clean that up.
Typically shower before.
No, maybe I just washed
afterward,
it.
Man.
Oh, clean.
Yeah.
You only deal with clean pipes.
Yeah, I always drop a deuce before the shower.
That's right, man.
But then for some reason, you got to wipe, wash. This is what I do. Then I wash my hands, and 2 minutes later, I'm in the shower, and I'm like,
why did I wash my hands?
Yeah, like I guess I could have just not wiped.
So these are the 10 most difficult everyday decisions that we have to make. Number 10 being whether you should go out with friends or just stay in.
All right.
Well, I think it depends on age. When I was younger, that was more of a decision. Now, it's either I'm all in or I can't.
Yeah, depending on your, really depending on your, now you begin logical. What's tomorrow?
Right.
What do I need to do?
Right. So it sucks about getting older.
Also, maintaining those friendships. You know, you turn somebody down enough, they'll just quit asking. And you know what? I like those people. I don't want them to stop asking.
Well, that has a lot to do with my answer. Yeah, I don't like this person. I can't do
it. I don't like them. Sucks. They're family, damn it. Number 9, meal planning for the week. Which, yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
I'm put on the spot is the problem. Like, I would just go home and figure out what I'm going to eat. But I am asked and then grilled and then interrogated about what we should eat. Again, I'm like, it is 8:15 a.m. I really don't know what I'm going to be in the mood for. I don't know how my day is going to unfold. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't know, man. Like, I eat my feelings.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You.
If you had a good day, like, let's get cheese day. If you had a crappy day, like, I just want ice cream. But, like, I don't know how my day is going to be.
Just going to get ramen tonight.
I mean, even with friends sometimes. Like, I'll just pick a spot.
Right.
Because, you know, you'll go back and forth like, okay, here's where we're going.
Right.
But I will say, that is odd to say daily decisions and then go, making a meal plan for the week. That's not a daily decision.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Number 8, whether or not to ask someone out.
Damn. I like that.
I don't know.
Every day?
Every day, man.
That must be nice.
That really is crazy.
Is today going to be
the
day?
That tells me that it's one person...
Who's my Wednesday?
That you are pining after, and you just can't build up the guts.
Who's my Wednesday call?
Let me open up my little black book. These are the 10 everyday decisions that we struggle with. Number 7, should you have one more of something like a cookie or a beer?
Yes, always.
I don't struggle with that.
Neither do I.
I don't either. And one thing I realized.
If I've already thought it, then I'm already in.
I know I want it. Go ahead and do it.
Right.
Because I always say, when you ask somebody, hey, man, do you want to go to the bar tonight? And they go, Then I go, the answer's yes. You understand why maybe you should not.
Sure.
Go. But I did not ask you should you go to the bar with me tonight? Do you want to go? Let's go.
Struggling with that decision is like pulling the stem out of an apple.
Also, the later I get
it's gonna happen.
The later I get on the night, the more I just don't want a beer anymore. Probably had two or three. Like, I can have a lemonade. Not that I won't do a shot.
Sure.
I'm just like, I'm done with beer. But I want that cookie.
Sometimes, too. I'm just trying to play out my mind, like, what do I have to do tomorrow? How early do I have to be somewhere?
That's exactly it.
How late is it now?
Certain friends, you can ask this question. They're good to go all the time.
Which leads us...
Like, I understand, but let's just do it.
Which leads us to decision number 6. What time to go to bed? It generally has to do with tired, and like you said, what time am I getting up tomorrow? What do I have to do tomorrow? Yeah, you know, we can make this party go till 11:30.
What time do you normally go to bed during the work week?
Probably around 9:30.
Really? I'm a 1 a.m. guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's as a guarantee.
I'm about 10:45.
Sometimes I have to force myself not to stay up later. You know, you start getting into whatever dumbass show someone told you about, and now you're sucked in. But I will give myself till 1:30 if the show is that good.
Okay.
But, yeah, 1 o'clock is when I go to bed.
Ted Smith, where you at?
I try to be midnight.
Try to be midnight.
Yeah.
How often do you hit midnight?
You said try to be midnight.
Oh, well, same thing. Sometimes I'll stay up later if I'm watching a show or whatever.
I got you.
But I try to generally, and it's not necessarily, I mean, does going to bed mean going to sleep? But sometimes I'll just be lazy and be like, well, I got a TV in my bedroom. I'll just go in there at 10:30 and watch a show.
Yeah, I go to bed at 1. But for a lot of that, man, one, I'm more of a night person than a morning person. But also when you have kids, my free time does not exist until they go to bed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to take as much time as I need for me to get through my day.
Yeah, well, like today, right? Like I'll go home, do the podcast tonight. Mm-hmm. Then I'll do laundry. And then when I actually sit down to watch shows, like it'll be like 10 o'clock. So before I know it'll be 1.
Yeah. Right.
But I'll stay up later.
Number 5 of the most difficult everyday decisions that we have to make, whether to work out or not.
Oh, easy. No.
Well, those of us that, you know, don't have an incredible metabolism, we do actually have to think about that.
I think the key
you need to do more
is
drugs,
putting on the shoes.
Yeah.
Because I've had mornings where I put on shorts, a t-shirt, but not my shoes, don't go to the gyms, get caught up on the internet. I feel like once I put on gym shoes, it's time to go.
You committed.
Go
right,
time.
It's time to go do something.
Go time. Number 4, whether to buy something or not. Yeah, my lady struggles.
A little different.
My lady struggles with that decision like I do getting another beer. Just hit go. As long as I close my eyes when I hit the button, it doesn't cost money. Number 3, what to wear each day.
Nah.
I don't really think about that too hard.
No.
I guess it depends on your job. We're not obligated to any particular appearance.
It used to be different, but now that,
Yeah.
Unless the pandemic, sure. If we have a business dinner, hey man, after the show, you got to meet with these clients. Like, you dress a little better.
Yeah.
It's not that you look good, it's just my shirt won't say anything.
Yeah. Right.
That's our equipment.
Mine might have a collar.
Right.
Yeah.
You do that. You're the collar guy.
Yeah. I think it's tougher to dress on the weekends.
Right. Because it's all your time.
Yeah.
It's all what you're going to do. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, until I leave, I'm going to be in as least as possible.
Right, I'm just saying, like, for work, I wear the same stuff to work almost all the time.
Sure.
But on the weekends, like, all right, it's going to be
I'm breaking this out.
Yeah, it's going to be new people there. Like, I don't want to waste fashion at freaking work.
I don't put on clothes in the morning until at least 2 hours till after I'm up.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm just naked the whole time.
Pretty much.
Coffee, naked, everything naked.
I'm generally in my boxers and my undershirt.
Yeah.
Number 2, what to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That tends to be skip it. Scarf something in the middle and then...
I actually enjoy that process. What am I in the mood for?
Yeah.
Like the other night, I was just like, you know what, man? I really wish I had the materials for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm. The materials. Bread, peanut butter, and jelly.
Yeah. Just to have that craving. Like, I know exactly what I want. Damn it, I don't have any of that.
I feel like dinner's harder than any other one. You know, lunch, I'm like, I'm just sustaining myself. If I'm going to eat breakfast, I just want breakfasty food. And it kind of, you can do waffles, give me pancakes, give me hash brown. I'm like, cool. Dinner, for whatever reason, you put so much thought into that, as though it's your last meal. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
You're going to eat again. You're in your own home.
And lunch should be the important meal, or even breakfast. Dinner, man, that's a quick snack before you go to bed.
Well, I usually bring my lunch in, and then Jimmy John's finally reopened, so I'm that's my backup.
Right.
You should buy some Uncrustables.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're in your freezer, so you can't just rip one out and eat it when you want. But if you think ahead of time, give it a couple hours, you'll have a PB&J.
Yeah, you're right.
Give it a couple hours.
Yeah, you're right.
And somebody left a bunch in my freezer.
And this is without a doubt the number one most difficult everyday decision that we have to make. What to watch on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can get stuck just scrolling.
You'll spend an hour and a half, like, scrolling. Or maybe go on demand and hit previews.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have seen more goddamn previews tomorrow. And I'm like, boy, that looks good. And then I don't watch it.
I will say this. I haven't watched anything lately that I didn't like. Or I'd have bailed on it.
Right.
That's the one good thing about, you know, like the way this stuff goes. Like,
right.
I'm in or, it's okay. I'll save it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.